fire much different than the other fires we fight. And I think people really want to put this thing to bed and get rid of it.
All right, so, you know, 45% contained, that's good news. After 19 firefighters, we know those hot shots were killed a couple of days ago, and they're still reeling in Arizona from the loss of that elite group of firefighters. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing, America? Happy, happy birthday to all of you. What does the 4th of July mean for you? What is it that you think of when you think of the 4th of July? It could be, you know, the hamburgers and hot dogs. It doesn't have to be that long, windy, oh, the Star-Spangled Banner, and I think of the monuments and whatever. I've said this now a couple of times in this week. For me, it does mean like Independence Hall, but I grew up near it, so every day, almost every day of my life, I saw it. And it became a building that had a lot of significance, but because it was there in my face and in my hood. So it was just how, you know, my surroundings. And I think that is probably why I really associate a lot, like, with the flag. My mother always put out the flags all the time. And we saw the flags constantly because of where we were living. But wherever you're living, and if you're an American listening to me somewhere else, I hope you get a chance to celebrate 4th of July. One 4th of July, I was in Spain, and my Spanish friends threw a party, and they surprised us and some other Americans, and they had little American flags that they waved, and I thought that was so clever. And they thought it was a really big deal. They said, wow, it's the birthday of America, and how great is that? It was a proud moment kind of for me. It made me really think, what does it mean for other people? It's like, if you've never seen this and you have an opportunity to see, to observe this, the legal way, somebody who has come to this country and they become a citizen and they're there for that citizenship ceremony, man, there is like not a dry eye in the house, seriously. I've been to three of them, and it's amazing the stories that you hear about what people went through and just how excited they are to become an American. You know, how deeply they feel that, how proud they are. So don't lose that, even if you're frustrated with the crappy things that are going on with the government. Don't lose your pride in America or Americans. That's my lecture. I'm just going to stick to it. I'm going to stick there. All right, speaking of losing pride, wow, the Middle East is exploding once again. This time it's Egypt. We've bounced back to Egypt, although they never really steadied the ship there, saying they, the administration that came in, Mohamed Morsi. So Morsi was booted. And that leaves us with $1.5 billion that we give up in aid and a huge dilemma of what to do, what to do. I would say that it's definitely in doubt at this point. You've got a coup. No matter what they say, it's a coup. And so why would we pay the military that follows through the same, you know, follows through in the wake of this, the same money? When you cut off a democratically elected government and you've got a military decree or coup and they're getting rid of the Constitution, oh, no. How could we possibly give any aid to that government? The picture has to be cleared up, or it makes no sense to dump the money in that direction. The man in charge, sort of for now, is General al-Sisi, and here's what he had to say about new elections and the fact that it's not a coup.
To dissolve the constitution on a temporary basis. The demands of its revolutions. This is the message that the armed forces have received and listened to hold early presidential elections while the head of the Constitutional Court will manage the affairs of the state during the transitional period until a new president is elected.
All right, so transition. Boy, we've heard that word a lot, haven't we, in the last month. That's a new buzzword. We're in a transition phase. Ed Snowden is in a transition portion of the Moscow airport that doesn't really count He's not really in Russia. He's in transition.
This is just Egypt's mulligan. They had the one revolution, didn't work out so well, so this is revolution number two.
Touche. Well put. It is revolution number two. And the first one blew up in their face and blew up in the U.S.'s face because who were we backing? Yeah, we were backing Brother Morsi. They were all over Mohammed
Sometimes
Morsi.
Sometimes you get to the golf course a little late. You know, get it to practice at the range. You get up on the first tee. It goes off course. You got to get a mulligan. That's what happened. They weren't prepared the first time.
Yeah, so how about it? Do we give them a mulligan? Do we support them and send them the money or wait and see what happens? It's a shaky team in place right now. The Egyptian army booted Morsi. He's done. They say they're going to install, for what that word is worth, a technocratic government to replace the Muslim Brotherhood leader. So I say we dip that money out of there. We don't give any more money to Egypt. But it's scary for Israel. Look at a map. Look at the Middle East and where Israel is. Not a good thing to see the uncertainty in Egypt for the last couple of years, and especially now with what's happened here in taking out Mohammed Morsi, because that he was in place for maybe a year or so, barely a year or so, and now they have to look to replacement players. So how about that? All right, also coming up this hour, we're going to chat with my pal Ben Fuchs. Pharmacist Ben has plenty to say about why are we getting all these diseases. That's the part of the message where people are so stressed. And I think there is something to that. Of course, if you're super stressed, it's going to affect your body. We know that from our tightness in our necks. If you have some kind of pressure, something you're dealing with, something you have to get done, whatever it is that sets you off, when you start to feel that pressure in the neck, you know that's the signal that you have to take a breath or come back down to earth or whatever it is you might be doing. But Ben talks about that a little bit. He flushes that out for us and some other things that you can do, including taking multivitamins. And I'm surprised at how many people don't take anything because they feel like they're still getting all those minerals from foods. But the problem is the ground that we are plowing and putting our crops into and the way that they're mass produced. And that's huge. And I think that is part of the, I can see that as a factor to why more people are getting cancer. More people are having, you know, problems with other diseases. It's a lot of it has to do with the food, my friends. All right. Besides our conversation with Ben, the very last thing that we'll do here in this hour is we're going to have a couple of quick movie reviews, cheap movie reviews, The Lone Ranger and Despicable Me Part 2. The first one really exploded on the big screen. How is the second one going to do? Stay with us. Some odds and ends on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
July, people use it as a means to announce that they're running for a higher calling, a political calling, let's say. Ted Nugent says he's contemplating running for president. Yeah, could he be better for the conservative movement? He said things are just so wrong in the country, and I know my answers would make things wonderful unless you refuse to produce, and I'm recommending you move to Canada or Illinois. So he's saying that he's contemplated it before, and now he's being serious about it, that he may just do it. He may run. You know, Nugent was a guest of Congressman Steve Stockman, Republican from Texas, at Obama's State of the Union address in February. So how about that? And it was less than a year earlier that Nugent got that crazy call from the Secret Service after proclaiming he would be dead or in jail if Obama won re-election. And then the questions came. So now, isn't it interesting, he may actually run for president. In England, of course, there is no president. There is a parliament and there is the PM. That's a very powerful position. Andy Murray could probably run for prime minister right now, and he would get it. The fans in Wimbledon couldn't have been more pumped up as he moves on and won a very, very tight match. Here's Andy Murray.
I took my time when I was behind. I didn't make any poor choices like I was maybe in the second set, and that was the difference. I started to play more solid and really took my time when I had the chance.
I watched a little bit of that match, that Wimbledon match, and it was good because it went the five sets and they evened it up at four apiece. That made it very, very interesting, and the crowd was just pumped up, and he makes his big comeback with the victory, and Ferdinand Verdasco was the loser on the other side of it, but he wowed him. He won them over for sure, but of course he did because he's got the British ties, even though, he is British, but grew up in Scotland. And he lost his first ever career match against Ferdinando Verdasco. So here it is 10 years later, and there he is moving through and facing him and beating him. How about that? So it was the first time Murray dropped a set after winning the first 12, and it really kind of, you could see it slipping away from him, but he bounced back. So he gets to play on yet another day, Andy Murray. Unfortunately, so many big seeds are out. Rafa Nadal, Roger Federer, but he's still left. And he goes on the record list or books as 7 comeback wins, as most comebacks from a 2-set deficit. And the list of active players that have gone through that, it's pretty long, including Roger Federer, including Andy Murray, naturally. And this one couldn't be any bigger, I think, for Murray. And most of that is because of the crowd. I mean, the crowd was so amped out at the beginning when they knew he wasn't out of it. And at the end, that's what picked him up. I think that's really, it's, couldn't have been done any better. It just picked him up and put the pressure on the other side of it. Big, big time. All right, there's some crazy stories that I like to call news you can abuse that I wanted to try to work in at some point during the show. And news you can abuse has an interesting, I think, story this time around that you just scratch your head and say, you got to be kidding me. The things China's recycling and the things that they're making now, in some cases, frighteningly unrecognizable. And, really unrecognizable. And it's weird because I was reading this story about condoms, and they say with condoms, China now is the biggest producer of condoms in the world. And I'm wondering, how do they measure that? I mean, seriously, it is they are the biggest producers by the amount that comes into the United States, or what? How are they measuring that statistic? And I don't have an answer. I'm just curious, and I tried to find an answer today, but I kind of got a little bit of the runaround. So it's interesting, put it that way. Very, very interesting. And while George Zimmerman is on trial for what ultimately led to the death of Trayvon Martin, the prosecution is doing an incredible job of kicking the competition from the prosecutor's point of view. So now you have hopes for some who are in the courtroom that he'll testify, but it's not looking very good. It's not looking like it's going to happen because all the other people are talking about him and talking about a lot of the stories and whatnot. Speaking of stories and kids and schools, I hope this never happens to your grandchild, your child. I know we have people all over the board as far as age is concerned, but there's a California teacher who was arrested after she gave birth to a baby fathered by one of her students. Laura Whitehurst was arrested for her alleged sexual relationship last summer with a teenager who was 16 at the time. The teen is the father of the baby born on July 18th. They checked that to make sure so they didn't just go off of a whim or a tip or any of that kind of stuff. Whitehurst, just for grins, by the way, is the third teacher in a year accused of sexual relations with a student in the Inland Empire area of California, which includes Riverside, San Bernardino, and Ontario. Very, very depressing, to say the least. And in this case, she was a little girl, and her mother had remarried, and she was introduced to him, and she, in fact, was even at the wedding. And there's just kind of a strange, bizarre mesh of awkwardness. Coney Island has a very, very famous roller coaster. You might have heard of it. It's called the Cyclone. And they're saying that the Cyclone and Wonder Wheel might be shut down for July 4th. What? One of the busiest days of that amusement park. And the engineers who inspected a 270-foot tall observation tower that swayed into the wind. So they're concerned about it, concerned about the conditions not being right. And if you think Ferris wheel and other things that'll be closed. So if the winds die down, I suppose they would open the rides as they say they're going to do, but they're not taking any chances. Imagine all those people at that park waiting, because that's what it is. It's just like Disney World, of course, where the lines are so incredibly long, and people wait and wait and wait and wait them, and I think, man, that's another couple of minutes shaved off of their vacation. A couple of minutes at least, and how often does that happen is the other part of that. How often do we see that happening? All right, as I mentioned before, coming up on America Tonight, a conversation with Ben Fuchs, who's very, very passionate about food, saying that so much of what happens to our bodies, what happens when it comes to wrinkles and confidence and all of that comes to us ultimately in a different form. Not so easy to figure it all out, but Ben Fuchs sheds a lot of light on that particular subject, talking about the digging deeper in the spiritual side and how that would help in some of these circumstances. And, you know, it's very strange to see, you know, what's happened with the food supply. So much of it is because of the ground and how the overuse and then things that are being dumped back in. Again, if you live on the far outer reaches of the United States and you're kind of in nowhere man's land, you might be the lucky person because your soil and your food might be that much better. But I'm going to let you hear it from Ben next on America Tonight.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
And more important,
search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This guy has a beat on all things that we should do to make ourselves healthy. And as he will tell you, he's religious about this, and he has been this way for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, everybody, not everybody, but other people are trying to jump on this bandwagon, but he owns the bandwagon. You know, we talked to him about power foods, things that we should be eating versus the crappy things we're putting into our system, and little things that we could start to do that would make us so much more healthier. So in the wings is pharmacist Ben. You can go check him out. Ben Fuchs. You can go check him out at pharmacistben.com. Love his website. You hear him here on the GCN network too, as well with the Bright Side. Ben, thanks for spending some time with us this holiday.
Thank you. Hey, what are all these people doing on my bandwagon?
It took them a long time to try to get on that bandwagon, though. They were against that. Yeah.
And now they're all jumping. No, I'm teasing because anybody who's on the health bandwagon or who understands health is a friend of mine, and I welcome all aboard the bandwagon. But here's the thing, Kate. I'm a chemist. I'm not really a health person. I just love chemistry, and I know how the body works from a chemical perspective. But I'm not like a health guru, really. You know, I'm not like the Richard Simmons of nutrition. I'm not some big time, you know, you got to eat this way, you can't do this, you can't do that, where I kind of preach things about how you're supposed to eat, as much as I'm just talking about the chemistry of the body. We are chemical, at the end of the day, we're biochemical beings. So it behooves us, number one, to understand our biochemistry, and we do, number two, even more importantly, we do not understand our biochemistry at our own peril. And this is extremely important, to have a body and to not understand how it works, to not understand, not just the chemistry, but the structure of it and how it all goes together, puts us at a major disadvantage in a predatory environment. You understand that, Katie? This is very important. We live in a predatory environment, and we are as babes in the woods because we are so naive about the ways of our body. And as a chemist, I happen to be privy to certain things about how the body works. I just love chemistry. And then on top of it, I'm a clinician, so I work directly with human beings. I'm not just talking theory about chemistry. I'm actually seeing humanity operate with these, work with some of these chemical ideas that I talk about. So I get to see how the whole thing gets put together. I get to see how the healing process takes place. And over the years, what I've seen is that number one, all degenerative disease is reversible. It's all biochemical. And number two, we're not going to be able to reverse it unless we start to make changes in how we live our life. And it's as simple as that. If you've got arthritis, if you have lupus, autoimmune disease, degenerative diseases of any kind, MS, dementia, high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever, it's reversible. You can do something about it, and it all begins with the food that we eat. Actually, it begins even before that, which are areas you and I don't talk about very frequently. But even more importantly than the food we eat, it's the thoughts we think and the feelings we feel. And then it's the food we eat. So the three ways that our body's biochemistry is modified, and it's really two ways, because mental and feeling I consider to be the same idea. So really there's only two ways that our biochemistry gets changed for better or for worse, for health or for lack thereof, for health or disease. There's only two ways. That means there's only two points of control that we need to work on. Number one, the thoughts we think and the feelings we feel. And make no mistake about it. Every time you think a thought and every time you feel a feeling, you have modified your biochemistry for better or worse, for healing or for ill. Every thought you think and every feeling you feel has vital importance. And then physically, you have to be very focused on what you're integrating, what you're putting inside your body. What is coming into your body through your mouth? Because once something comes in from the outside to the inside, biochemical changes occur in the body that, like your thoughts and like your feelings, are going to be biochemical changes that heal you, that turn on the body's ability to grow, that turn on the body's ability to thrive, to do all the things that we associated with youth and wellness and anti-aging. Or it's going to do the opposite. And the way I look at it, and I'm not a health guru, I'm telling you, just a biochemist, if we have these kinds of diseases, it can't be fun to have Crohn's disease, correct? It can't be fun to have to pump your stick insulin in your body and go to the doctor and line up. And you know what the saddest thing is, Katie? When it comes to degeneration, okay, when it comes to breakdown of the body, this is so important. The doctor and the medical model cannot help. I'm not going to beat up on doctors. It's been done ad nauseum. You know, they're low-hanging fruit. I'm not going to rip on the stupidity that is the medical model. But the point that needs to be underscored and highlighted is the medical model cannot reverse degenerative disease, which is the bulk of disease that we confront. It's called degenerative disease, where the body just tumbles out of control and just keeps breaking down and degrading and doesn't turn around, never turns around. You just go down this downward spiral of decay and degeneration, hence the term degenerative disease. And the doctor and the medical model is absolutely 100%, not 99.9%, 100% helpless at the level of repairing and reversing degenerative disease. But you know what? The good news is we don't need the medical model to do it. We don't need surgeries, and we don't need drugs, and we don't need doctors. We can do it ourselves. And aside from the mental and emotional aspects, which are key, working on mind control, you know, working on mind power. We don't talk about this a lot. You know, it seems to be left to new agey, airy fairy kind of blog talk radio things, you know, the mind power thing. But
right.
Let me tell you, the Army knows about mind power. You know, the Defense Department knows about mind power. The CIA knows about mind power. You better believe advertisers and marketers know about mind power, so it behooves us to know a little bit about it as well. And when it comes to mind power, I always link feelings and mental together. And so working on feelings, working on mentality, doing, you know, self-help, reading self-help books and going to classes, whatever it is, being religious, becoming spiritual. Spirituality is also very important. Doing things like the Landmark Forum, doing whatever it is to help your mind and your feelings get under control. And then focusing on foods. We're coming into the 4th of July, you know, and obviously the temptations for hot dogs and hamburgers are there. Great. Here's what you do if you want to stay away from hot dogs and hamburgers or protect yourself from hot dogs and hamburgers. Number one, before you go on your barbecue, do a bunch of whey protein and bring your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and you'll find you're dramatically less hungry. You can also do, if you don't have any good whey protein, quality whey protein, get egg. Eat some eggs. But whatever it is, high protein before you go. And then make sure that you're doing a teaspoon of Celtic sea salt in water and sipping on it. And that will get rid of your cravings for the salt, which we love with the hot dogs, and the protein will fill you up for the buns and the sweetness. And then you go on your barbecue, have whatever you want. Okay, you'll find you're eating dramatically less. And when you're eating your hot dogs and hamburgers, which are horrible, horrible, horrible foods from a biochemical standpoint, but while you're eating them, you can mitigate some of the damage by using onions and using garlic and using veggies on top of your hot dogs. Using papaya will help. Using papain will help. Any citrus fruits will help. And then sipping on green tea will also help. In fact, taking an orange slice or an orange peel, they call it orange zest. You ever hear orange zest? You know that?
Yeah.
The scrapings. Put the orange zest in your water, or lime zest or lemon zest, in your water that you're making your green tea with, and it will not only protect you from some of the toxicity in the hot dogs and the hamburgers, but you also get a bonus. It'll protect your skin from some of the sun, from some sunburning. And as I've always said, internal sunscreens, internal nutrients are way more important for you than any topical sunscreen you could ever use. And onions and garlic and zest from lemons and green tea and all of these kinds of things that will protect you from the hot dogs will also protect you from the sun as well.
So there is something to, you know, I want to go back to the, like, positive thought. People who
Heck
are
yes.
constantly complaining and they're
yes.
curmudgeon-y, they're hurting themselves, right?
Or hormones, baby. It's all yeah. about hormones. Did you and I talk about hormones ever? Like what they
no.
are?
No.
We never did that, did we?
No.
We should, because
no.
that word gets thrown about so glibly, yet very few people understand what hormones are. But suffice it to say that when you think anything, when you think a thought, your hormone system, your entire body's hormone system changes like a kaleidoscope. You ever see how a kaleidoscope just kind of changes, like morphs into all these different shapes and colors? And that's exactly what you could see, what your hormone system would be like if you could see it as you think different thoughts. And some of these kinds of energies, these hormones that come out are stress hormones. Cortisol, serotonin. When your cortisol levels are high and your serotonin levels are high and your body's using serotonin and estrogen is being used, what happens is you shut down your body's ability to heal and repair. Your brain starts to shrink. Energy goes from your brain. This is all from thoughts you're thinking and feelings you're feeling. And your energy goes to the reptilian centers of your brain because your body thinks its survival's at stake. Your blood begins to clot. You think a crappy thought, your blood begins to clot. Get away from that lion, get away from that wild animal kinds of chemistry in your body just by thinking a crappy thought. Because
yeah.
the brain, you know why, Katie? You know what it all boils down to? Your brain is a dumbass. I hope I can say that. Your brain is a dumbass. It doesn't know what's going on. It's reading the chemistry. It's in your cranium in the dark. It has no idea what's going on. And you think a crappy thought, and you get a change in your cortisol and your stress hormones. All of a sudden, your brain sees cortisol going up. Boom, your blood pressure starts to go up. Your blood starts to clot. It prepares you for disaster because it doesn't know it's just a crappy thought. It just sees the cortisol because your brain is just reading chemistry. It's a dummy. It doesn't know anything but only what we feed it in terms of the chemistry, and that is controlled via the activity, via thought activity and feeling activity and eating activity.
All right, that's all good stuff. And next time we talk, let's talk more about those hormones.
Hormones will do. Okay, good.
All right, have a great 4th of July. Go to Ben Fuchs. Go to
farmersben.com
and check them out there.
Or brightsideben.com also. Brightsideben.com.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much, Ben.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you then.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Weekend is here. A lot of people marked it on the calendar. They can't wait. It signifies lots of different things, including the birth of our nation, without a doubt. It also means that many people will take the next couple of days and try to figure out what movie they might want to go and see if they haven't been to the movies in a while. Summertime is when the movies really crank up. 40% of what they make happens in the summertime swing from May until September. This movie has been getting a ton of play. I mean, everywhere you look, there's billboards for it. People are talking about it. There are trailers all over the tube for Johnny Depp's rendition of Tonto and Armie Hammer as the Lone Ranger. So here's a little sneak preview, little trailer anyway, of the Lone Ranger.
It's my brother's fist.
Eyes cut by the bullets that killed him. From the great beyond, he will protect you. And the ones you love. saw me wear a mask. The men you seek think you are dead, Kimosabe. Better to stay that way.
Better to stay that way, Kimosabe. I don't know. I wonder how depth it will be as Tonto. Obviously playing him not seriously, kind of like the whole pirate thing. And that works well for him, so that makes sense that he wouldn't play it in a serious way. You know, they filmed this all over the place. They filmed it, I mean, every place you could think of in the Southwest. I used to live in New Mexico. They filmed it in Santa Fe. They filmed it in Albuquerque. They filmed it in Shiprock. Utah was perfect. They went to parts of Utah, wherever they could find it, Moabe, Utah, any place that they thought had that sort of terrain that they were looking for. And, of course, then the rest of it in L.A. Arizona, too. They went to Arizona. The Lone Ranger is highly anticipated, but will it make any kind of tracks at the box office? That's the big, big, big if with this picture. Because, you know, Lone Ranger, Silver Bullet, you know, all the things you think of when you think of the Lone Ranger, and people know the story, even kids, if they don't know the story, they kind of get a sense of what the Lone Ranger is about. And when you talk about Westerns on the tube, it was huge. I mean, huge. You can still see it on TV Land. They replay a bunch of it. They'll play Lone Rangers. I don't know what night they come on, but they play them all over the place. I've seen them a few different times. So I think they're trying to humanize the characters, I guess. Maybe that's what it is. They sort of humanize them. So how does it end up? We'll see at the end of the weekend when we check back in if anybody really went to go see it and if they made up the movie that they spent on all those different locations, if they made up the money for that. All right, this one for kids, no doubt, hands down, this will blow out the Lone Ranger when it comes to the box office bang. For the week, anyway, because they debut in the same week. It's called Despicable Me 2.
I have accepted a new job.
Whoa, really?
Yes, I have been recruited by a top secret agency to go undercover and save the world.
You're gonna be a spy?
Ah, right, baby. Crew's back in the game with gadgets and weapons and cool cars. The whole deal.
Awesome. Are you really gonna save the world?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Look out! Get out! Papa Dum?
Eh? All right, so my pick is Despicable Me Part 2 to be tops, like I said, when it comes to the cha-ching factor. The voice is Steve Carell. You recognize him. He's very funny. It's Gru. Because I saw it with my nephew, the first one, and I didn't know what it was about. And I thought it was good. It was clever, very clever. Kristen Wiig is in it, the comedian who's been in a ton of cameo appearances in the movies, and she was the star in Bridesmaid, and also Benjamin Bratt. You might remember him from Law and Order, SVU. For a long time, he was in that show. So they're the voices anyway, and this should be just a flat-out hit. I don't see why it wouldn't be. They timed it perfect. As far as releasing it, the day they decided to release it, making it come out the day before 4th of July, because the competition for that, for, you know, animated features, that for the whole summer they're there, but not for this particular week, so that's good. And they played it up a lot. They had lots of the characters running around malls and stuff, and they used kind of guerrilla marketing tactics to pump out that, yeah, it's back in... It's coming out in July, and I think it'll pay off for them. I think you'll find wall-to-wall kids, young and older kids, too. It's like Monsters University. That first story was pretty good from Walt Disney. So now, so far, after just 2 weeks, $170 million, it's going to absolutely make up its money and then some. But it's not a surprise that that's how well it's doing, and I think it's going to be the same thing with Despicable Me Part 2. And if they want to see both of them, they'll go see both of them. Then you go down the list of others, and the list of others includes The Internship, where this is a buddy movie. It's been out 4 weeks, and look at the contrast, $41.7 million for the internship, which is about a Google internship and the, a buddy kind of movie. And then you have Star Trek Into the Darkness, which has been out 6 weeks. And it's gotten raked in over $220 million. And then the runaway hit, Fast and Furious 6. Six weeks, it's been out just like Star Trek. And how surprising, $233 million. That's what they've taken in the box office count for that 6 weeks. And that's six times. They've had different versions of this. So it's part six. Something about cars, guns, desperation, that kind of thing that is relatable or is a fantasy that somebody, that kids think of, oh, if I could have that fast car and if I had the big bucks, that's the babe I'd be with. I don't know. I think it's probably a combination of both of them. World War Z, only been out 2 weeks, $123.7 million, which is good news because it needs to hit $400 million to break even. And to recoup the money, it needs to hit $400 million. And another flop at the box office, actually there's a couple of them. White House Down would be one of them, and that's because Olympus Is Falling came out months before. So White House Down, the timing is unfortunate for one. And it's taken in $24.9 million, while The Heat, a girl buddy movie, has taken in $39.1 million. So neither one of those movies doing incredibly well. I think the big ones to watch are Now You See Me, also Fast and Furious 6, because of the eyes on that. Star Trek Into the Darkness still is a pretty good movie. It's a great movie. I'd say it's a really good movie. If you were into the Star Wars legacy and all the things that came before and the things that came after, it's a good one to go and catch. I like the stories. I like how they're writing to the Star Trek theme to try to get everybody involved but not make it too far-fetched, over the top. All right, so happy 4th of July for me, Kate Delaney, Matt Johnson. Great job as always. Be safe, everyone.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
USA! USA! USA!
Blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.